Good evening, GW Backstage. This is Mary Bellows. It's Saturday evening. It's 10 p.m. I'm in bed. I am kind of bored. So I thought I would do one of these questionnaires. And I found one which is pretty good to get to know me, since I'm relatively new on GWA. It's the Mama Didn't Raise No Fall questionnaire. I hope I said that right, Fall. Anyway, let's get into it. One, how did you find out about GWA? Were you searching for something like it, or did you stumble upon it by accident? It was, I think, by accident. I've used Reddit in the past, but not recently, and a few weeks, months, I don't know, ago. I was just looking to meet new people, so I had a look around on Reddit, and I joined a couple of community like Geekpals and stuff like that. And at some point, I don't know, one thing led to another, and one evening I found GWA, and I was already familiar with erotic audio. I actually found out about it earlier this year. I was just browsing Tumblr and found my first erotic audio, and I just loved it so much, and I kept browsing on Tumblr and eventually found Gale Force, for those who listens to him. He was he had mostly vanilla audios on YouTube, and he also has a Patreon, so I joined his Patreon shortly after finding him, and that's how I started listening to other artists also. So at some stage you made the transition from listener to creator. Do you remember what prompted this? I guess it was a long process. Like I said, I found Gale Force at the beginning of 2018, and he has a wonderful community on his Patreon. I met a lot of wonderful women. Some of them became great friends, and we basically started chatting on Twitter and private messages, and we would send sometimes audio messages, and I've never been really confident about my voice, especially when I had to speak in English. I was really good at languages in school, and even though I was really shy to speak in class, and teacher would say that my accent wasn't good, and that didn't make me want to try to talk more. So I was really scared, so to speak, to do audio messages, but other girls whose first language was not English were doing it, so I did it as well, and they were really friendly. They said, you have a really nice voice, your accent is really interesting, and stuff like that. And at some point I got more confident, and I didn't really think about doing erotic audios myself, even if we used to joke around a lot about that with my friends. To make a long story short, I had during the summer a fling with someone online, and he would send me erotic audios, and after a little while I decided to reply also by audio, just telling him what I thought about it. And then week after week I did a little bit more, and I myself made him erotic audios, and would reply to him. Let's not get into details about that, because that's a long story. But let's just say that I think it's
opened something in me. That's not really the right word, I discovered something about myself, I guess. It made me feel really confident, and yeah, it just made me feel good to do this and to turn someone on. And he said that he really loved my voice, that I could read basically anything and he would find it interesting. So my own perception of my voice started to change. And yeah, when I found GWA, I had been thinking about doing it for a while, but there was a not really a platform for me to do it. I didn't want to open a Patreon. I mean, it would be difficult to attract people without having already posted audio somewhere else. So when I found GWA, I finally decided to post something because everybody looked really friendly. The comments were always flirty, funny, encouraging, and it seemed like a great place to do it. So that's a long answer to this question, but that's how I did it. Tree, for you, what makes audio erotica so appealing? As someone who records, I think it's really a turn on to actually turn someone else with just your voice. You don't have to rely on your body, your physical appearance. People can imagine how you look. Your imagination can run wild. It's just, I mean, I don't have any issue with visual porn, but I think audio erotica is a really a safe way to explore your sexuality. Porn is, I guess it can be damaging as well as for men as for women. We all know it's not really, it doesn't really reflect reality, and it's also pretty rough and violent. And I mean, it's okay once in a while, but it's not, that's not how it should be. It should be, I think. And audio erotica, you can just choose your own flavor of the day, so to speak, and explore safely. I mean, if you've been thinking that you might be into a dominant, submissive relationship, you can pick an audio, start listening to it, and see how it makes you feel, instead of, I don't know, trying to find someone to do that and be with the wrong person who will damage you physically and possibly mentally. I mean, there are times when I've tried certain audios just to see if it would turn me on. I remember a while ago I decided to listen to a degrading audio, which was really a stupid idea. I started listening to it, and I don't know, it was just, it's a long story also, but it was just a day. I wanted to feel something else, something completely different than what I was feeling. I was not really in a good place. And I listened to the audio till the end, and at the end, I was actually crying. Just not a few tears, I was really sobbing, and I never listened to that artist again. And never to this type of audios, because I know that for me now degradation is really not a turn on at all. So it's better to listen to an audio, cry, have a good cry, and forget about it the next day than try something physical with someone and be damaged. For GWA often allows creators and listeners to explore taboo kinks. Have you learned anything new about your own sexuality since discovering GWA? Well, I've probably mentioned this before, but I'm pretty much a vanilla person in the sense that I've never really tried something really kinky. But there are a few things I would try now, based on what I've listened, and I guess it has made me more open-minded also. And I think I might be a bit more dominant than I thought, not in a dumb way, but like being a little bit more in control. Yeah. Five. Do you have a GW idol that is someone who inspires you or if you have a deep respect for? Feel free to name drop. More than one person is allowed if they inspire you in different ways. Well, the first person I found on GWA was Hank Miller, Hank's House of Ill Repute, if you say that correctly. And it was love at first sunbite, I guess. His voice is just perfect for me. It really ticks all the things I want in a voice. That's one thing. And his audios are really, really amazing. The storytelling and yeah, the storytelling as well as the sex part is everything is just amazing. I basically could listen to him just read the phone book and I would be turned on. That's the weird thing to say, but he really has an amazing voice. And I've joined his Patreon quite recently, and the community there is great, a great group of women, and he interacts with them a lot, well, with us a lot. And he's really funny and friendly and flirty, but always really respectful. And that's a quality I really admire in someone who records, because it's one thing to be flirty, but I do think that some men might take advantage of doing these audios. And I mean, if it's between consenting adults, I know it's fine, but I do think you have to be a little bit professional if you want to keep your reputation, especially if you have a Patreon. And he's just really respectful and friendly. And like I said, I really admire his work. I do think he works without script most of the time, which is really, really impressive to me, especially considering the length of his audios and how well crafted they are. So yeah, I'm a bit of a fan. We can say that. Six performers. Tell me about the environment that you record. Is it a bedroom, office, any kind of special apparatus to assist you in recording? Well, I mostly record in my bedroom, and I did it once in my office. I share the house with other people, so it's not always easy to record somewhere else. And I do record only with my iPhone and the mic from the headphones right now. I might invest in a proper mic if I feel like I can keep up with recording, and if I still enjoy doing that in a few weeks. We will see. Seven performers. As anyone in your real life who presumably doesn't know about your GW escapades ever remarked that you have a sexy voice? Well, like I said, my friends from that community online, and that guy I had a fling with this summer, basically. But I mean, in my real life, nobody has ever said that to me, so. Eight, what do you feel is your most unappreciated, overlooked, or underrated work? The audio or script that you felt was really good, but not many people listened to it or upvoted it. Convince me to go and listen to it right now. I've actually not done a lot of audios, and but I do think they've always been well received so far. So I can't say I've
an underrated work. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the last one I did, I expected to have a bit more upvotes, but I still, I had mixed feelings about it, but so I don't know. And it was the Thanksgiving weekend, so I guess a lot of people are with their family and not browsing GWA, so that's okay. Nine, have you ever had an idea for an audio that you thought was really amazing, but you couldn't pull it off because it was too ambitious or not viable for the audio erotica format? If so, tell me about it. If not, try to come up with a crazy idea for an audio that would be impossible to record. Well, like I said, I share my house with other people, so basically any kind of audio for me right now is a challenge to record. That's why I mostly record at night or during the evening in my bedroom, where I know I won't be disturbed or hurt. But basically, even a simple idea is a challenge. I would even it's a simple audio, but I would like to record something in the kitchen, like me cooking dinner and my significant other coming back from work, whatever, and things get a little bit sexy in the kitchen. But for that, I need the house to myself. Then, what function does GWA and your GWA persona have in your sex life? Does it allow you to fantasize about things that you would never, could never do in your real life, or is it just a natural representation of who you are sexually? Right now I am single, so I have no sex life. So doing audio replaces my sex life, I guess. I do think it's a bit of a mix. There is most of my audios represent myself pretty well, but there are things like the daddy audio that I did, daddy little girl. That's a relationship I could never have in real life. I mean, I could eventually call you daddy once or twice just for fun, but I can't get behind this relationship. I'm not judging anyone who is turned on by that. That's not the issue. It's just something I could never do. So it was interesting to try that in audio form. But most of the audios I've done so far, they do represent me. I think it's a mix of lust and romantic, because I am a hopeless romantic. So there is, I do think there is still that that element in my audios, and maybe I will try to mix things up a little. But I do think they really represent me so far. 11. Everyone loves positive feedback. Tell me about the comment or PM that made your day, week, year. It's not really a specific comment. I mean, I was just really proud of myself that people enjoyed my audio so quickly, and that men who seem to have been recording for a long time and are like well known on GWA were commenting and telling me that my work was great. So basically, I do appreciate every one of you who has ever commented or sent me a PM and being encouraging. But there is not someone specific. So yeah, I hope you would will find this interesting. And I hope you are having a nice weekend, a nice Thanksgiving weekend, that you didn't spend too much on Black Friday, because you know there are still a Cyber Monday. And yeah, have a good night, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you are listening to this.